Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father. What is this? All right. It's hard. Sometimes I hear it echo. From God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to talk today about forgiveness. But first, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
All three of our texts today talk about forgiveness in very different ways. And we've already gone through confession and absolution and heard the forgiveness pronounced by the authority of Jesus. And in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our sins are forgiven. And sometimes we need reassurance, and so we sing, Jesus is my confidence. Forgiveness of sins is spoken of in Scripture in many different ways. The first one, we're going to kind of go through the three different readings today to see how they talk about them. The first one is in Acts chapter 3, down there in verse 19, where Paul says, your sins are blotted out. Blotted out. So, I thought some visuals would be helpful. And they help me. So, I listed all your sins. Actually, it's just seven of them, the more common ones. But we could say, according to Scripture, our sins, the list would be very long, right? Because we're guilty of all of them. Which sins are you guilty of? All of the sins. I'm guilty of all of them. There's no way that I can get around the fact that I am a sinful human being, born that way, live that way, that we are sinful human beings. We do things all the time that in our conscience even goes, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. Oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Or, oh, I should have said this, or I should have done that. And we know that sinfulness is just part of who we are. I don't want to say that it's normal, because it's not, but it is part of who we are, and we have to admit that. We have to come to terms that we are sinful people and in need of forgiveness. Otherwise, we're just a mess. So our sins, though the list here is short, are many. You could go under each category and have subcategories and sub-subcategories and sub-sub-subcategories and list all of those out. Luther would say when the Catholic Church had accused him of getting rid of confession and absolution, he said, no, I just got rid of some of the parts that are unreasonable, and one of the parts is that you have to list all of your sins in order to be forgiven. Who can remember all of them? I mean, even if we don't do much during the day, that still, I can't list them all, right? Because I can't remember all of them, and so if we go with this idea that an unconfessed sin can't be forgiven, well, we're in big trouble because I don't know all of mine. I mean, I can go by a list. I can list out the Ten Commandments and go by those, and either list is a bad spot for me. So Peter is proclaiming to the people, days after the resurrection of Christ, and as people are coming to the church and the church is starting to take shape and take form, he's pronouncing this forgiveness, this repentance and forgiveness to the Jewish people that he's encountering. And so he says to them, your sins will be blotted out. We don't really use that phrase much nowadays. Blotted out has to do with ink. And when you wanted to get rid of something, you would ink over it. You would blot it out, either soak it up so that it would disappear off the page or put ink over top of ink so that you couldn't see it. We just hit backspace, 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 delete. That's what we do, right? We don't really blot anything out. So what would it look like if our sins were blotted out? Well, I went with redacted. Redacted is probably the closest we come to blotting out. Our sins would be redacted, meaning covered over, so that they can't be seen. So when Christ died on the cross, his blood shed for you and for me redacted that whole list. the short one and the long one, covered over so that they can't be seen anymore. You can't read them. You can't kind of scrape away some of that stuff to see what sins they... No, they've been redacted. They're not there anymore. They're covered over. All that's there is the blood of Christ that covers all of our sins. So Paul is telling the people, the Jews that he's speaking to, through Christ, your sins are redacted. They're covered over. They're blotted out. So you hear that today too. Your sins are covered over, redacted, blotted out. They can't be seen anymore. So even if Satan were to pull up a list, this is what his list would look like. Because in Christ, it's already been redacted. He doesn't have a list. There's no one to accuse you. You submit this as evidence. It's nothing. Sins are not there. They've been redacted. It cannot be used as evidence against you. Your sins cannot be used as evidence against you anymore. They've been redacted. That's Peter talking to the people in the book of Acts. Jesus, when he encounters the disciples in Luke 24, he uses a different phrase. He says that he wants that the people should be proclaiming his name and that repentance and forgiveness should be proclaimed in his name. The type of language he's using has to do with this word, guilty. Because of our sins, we are guilty. We are guilty not of just a couple of them, a few of them. No, we are guilty of all of them. Well, you can say, well, I've never murdered anybody. Well, that's all well and good with your hands, but have you thought angrily about someone? At any point in your entire life, have you ever thought about someone and went, man, I really wish that person... Guilty. And you may say to yourself, well, I've never cheated on my wife. That may be all well and good, but have your eyes ever looked at something inappropriately, lustfully, guilty? And we can go through all of them, and we can say that, well, I have never committed this or done that. Yeah, in a court of law, sure, but in God's word, guilty is the only word that applies to us when it comes to sin. We can't escape it. We can't get around it. There's no plea deal available. Guilty. You can't enter in a not guilty plea and then somehow get your sentence reduced. It's guilty. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. According to God's word, this is us. But Jesus has a different word to say. Jesus has these words of forgiveness. He's using judicial sense of forgiveness. And that is not that our sins are blotted out like Peter, but that we ourselves are declared not guilty. Jesus is encouraging and commanding his disciples to preach that you are not guilty. That in the eyes of God, you have been declared not guilty because of what Christ did on the cross. Because of his hands and his feet and his side, you are declared not guilty. And once again, cannot be used against you. You turn to Satan and say, I've been declared not guilty. I don't know what you're talking about. Because of what Jesus did for me, I am not guilty. This doesn't follow me anymore. I can apply for any job I want. I'm not guilty. Christ is using judicial language to tell his disciples, this is what you say to them. This is what you tell people. This is what you proclaim when you say Jesus died on the cross for you. This is what you're saying, that you are not guilty. You are not guilty as declared by God himself. Now, you can carry your guilt if that's what you choose to do, but know that Jesus has said, not guilty. You're free to go. You're free to live. You're free to do all of those things. You are not guilty. Now, that doesn't mean you are free to go off and do horrible, sinful things and just come back and say, well, see, I'm free. I can do whatever I want. No, it doesn't mean you can do whatever you want. It means that in the eyes of God, through Christ, your sins, you are declared not guilty. Your sins have been redacted, blotted out. You are declared not guilty. Now the third one's a little more difficult. I don't really have a good visual for that, but I think I have something in mind that might trigger thoughts in your heads. When was the last time you got a splinter? Can you think of those times? Remember how that felt? That little piece of wood right in there under your skin, and it hurts. And every time you bump it, if you don't, it hurts. And it's just a little piece of wood. I mean, it's not any big thing. It's not like, you know, the tree fell on your arm. It's this little tiny thing stuck or in your hand or somewhere where you can't find it, but you know it's there and it hurts every time you move your hands. You've got this splinter. In the letter that John writes, he talks about how Christ has come to take away, to remove sin. How did it feel once that splinter came out? Oh man, that's great. Now it still may have hurt a little bit, and that's the thing with sin, is it does still hurt. He's not removing that pain, but he's removing the sin. He's removing it like a splinter removed from your finger. That's what John is talking about. That Jesus has come, he lived, he died, he shed his blood to lift that sin out. And he takes that sin, and can you imagine how many splinters were on him as he laid against that rough wooden cross? That sin that we carried, that sin that we had, that splinter that was in our hands and in our fingers, or even worse, sometimes in your feet when you can't even see where it is, it has been lifted out. It's been taken away. It's not there anymore. So I want you to hear that today. That your sins have been lifted out. Because of what Christ did on the cross, your sins have been removed. Taken away. They are not in residence in your body anymore. They are not in residence in your head or heart. They've been removed. Now, yeah, you can still recall those times when it hurt. And that's the thing about sin. So we can recall those times it hurt. We know what it feels like. But we also know what it feels like to have that taken away, removed. Lifted off your shoulders, out of your finger, out of your foot or toe, whatever it may be. The slivers aren't there anymore. They've been removed. So all of these ways that we hear Scripture speaking about forgiveness are all ways that hit our ears today. From the pronouncement of the authority of God that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to your sins being redacted, blotted out, they aren't there anymore, to you being declared not guilty and no more slivers in Christ. We are forgiven. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah and amen. Now may the peace that passes all understanding guard our hearts and minds always in the one true faith. to life everlasting. Amen.